presents Harry Worth in Things Could Be Worse, written by David McKellar and David Renwick, with John Graham, Nigel Lambert, and Miriam Margolyes. Episode 10, The Visit.
Here I am, just back from sunny Spain. Hey, viva España. Lovely place, Toki. And a wonderful holiday. Wonderful memories. Like that day when... When what? Oh, dear, look, I'd better write these memories down before I forget. Write them down, start a diary. Good idea. Here we are. Notebook. Pencil. Dear diary. Diary. Dictionary. Diary, D-D-D-I-A-R-Y, that's right. Dear diary, just returned 3 weeks holiday, not very sunburned, owing to just having grown first full beard. Must shave beard off. Caught sight of self in mirror, very frightening. Did not recognize self, if did not recognize self, who will? Must leave now, dear diary, to catch train to Liverpool. Time now is... My word, news time. Excuse me, dear diary, must listen to news on BBC. Excuse abbreviation BBC, but British Broadcasting Corporation takes lot of writing. Yeah, that's it. Goodbye, diary. Excuse spelling. Spelling. S-B. Is it E? No, it's I before E. Ah, but only after C. Ah, never mind. Switch the news on.
And now, news of trains.
Ah, just in time.
Disruptions to services on the Midland region occurred last night when a party of soccer fans took the 10:35 from St. Pancras.
And?
They still haven't brought it back yet.
What is happening to football today? It's nothing but violence. Roll on the return to croquet.
Late last night, 34 people were arrested for assault and battery on the Richmond to Hurlingham croquet special.
I knew it. It's happening everywhere. How much longer will the police be able to cope?
16 arrests were made yesterday at Highbury following violent clashes between police and Arsenal fans. 14 of the officers got bail and the other two were remanded in custody.
It's typical the world is going mad. It won't be safe to walk down the street before long. Crowds will have to go round in pairs.
British Rail announced today that to combat the tide of violence on their trains, anyone who appears to be a football supporter will in future be banned from travelling by rail.
Quite right, too. Excuse me, Mr. Newscaster, I must hurry, or I'll miss my bus to the station.
And now the bus crisis.
The what? The bus crisis? What bus crisis?
All provincial services ground to a halt today as drivers went on strike in protest against soccer thugs travelling on their buses.
Oh, that bus crisis.
And now, news of the Isle of Skye Bridge Championships.
Yes.
17 people were arrested and 29 cautioned for threatening behaviour when...
That's enough of that. How am I going to get to the railway station now without a bus? It's a good question. What is the answer? There's only one thing for it. You'll have to get your old push bike out. Good. Well, that's settled. Hurry up, shave your beard off, or you'll be too late. Who's this? Now, don't open the door. It might be someone desirable like the milkman whom you haven't paid for 5 weeks. Better look through my secret peephole and see what my big eye can see. Ah, yes. My big eye can see another big eye. And I recognize that eye. It's set in the head of Mrs. Grouse from number 41, a charming lady. But I haven't got time for callers this morning. I'm not answering it. I'm not answering it. I'm late as it is. Oh, for heaven's sake. Hello, you're wasting the batteries of my doorbell. Would you mind knocking instead, please? I didn't mean knock on the doorbell. Oh, I can see I've got no choice.
Villain!
Pardon?
Squatter!
Me?
Yes, you moved in while the owner was away on holiday.
Madam, I am the owner who's been away on holiday.
Nonsense, Trotskyite! Imposter! Your kind of nasty, evil, bearded vermin makes me so sick I'm ashamed to live on the same planet with you.
Good morning, Mrs. Grouse. It's nice to know you are well.
Don't come the old innocent with me, you despicable son of Lenin. I saw through you straight away. Well, you needn't think you're getting away with it. I'm reporting you to the Foreign Office and alerting the Ministry of Defense, NATO headquarters, and the Pentagon.
Mrs. Grouse, all I did was ask you to stop ringing my doorbell.
Your doorbell?
My doorbell.
Your doorbell. That's a good one. I'm sorry, you needn't pretend any longer. Your secret is out. I know you're a Russian spy.
Me, a Russian spy?
Ah, so you admit it. Yes. You may as well tell me, what have you done with Mr. Worth?
You're asking me what I've done with Mr. Worth.
You thought you could move into this house, here, in Melbourne Crescent, and pose as one of the residents while he was away on holiday. Well, your plan nearly worked, but for the beard. Now it's come horribly unstuck.
Do you mind? This is real. I grew it all by myself.
Oh, of course you did. Of course you did. All Russians do. Besides, you wouldn't even look like Mr. Worth without your beard.
Oh.
You're a lot fatter, more wrinkled, altogether more podgy than Mr. Worth.
Why, really? That's very flattering. No, it isn't. Look, this is ridiculous. I've got time to stand here arguing with you on the doorstep.
Very well, I'll come inside.
This is going too far.
If you insist on claiming you're Mr. Worth, prove it. Prove your English by singing the national anthem.
Singing the... Oh, very well. God save our gracious queen.
Long live... That will do. I think I've heard quite enough. Forgive me for not recognizing you before, Mr. Worth. Let's face it. No Russian could sing the national anthem as badly as that.
Well, now that's all sorted out, I've got to rush. I'm visiting my godparents up in Liverpool today.
Oh, yes.
Their wedding anniversary.
Yes.
Reminds me, my godmother knitted me a pair of socks. Better put it on or she'll get upset.
Put it on? Only one?
Only one. The other's so large I had to use it as a scarf. As you can see.
Yes, it is rather large, but I do love the way it trails after you. I wonder how many sheep it took to knit that.
None at all, Mrs. Grouse. She did it all by herself. You get it? She did it all by herself. Oh, never mind.
I notice it's a red scarf, though. Red, you know, is the color of communism.
Does it matter? Does it matter? My godmother gave me a present. A present. It's the fourth that counts. I mean, take my present of a new candelabra. For their wedding anniversary.
Oh, you bought them a new candelabra?
No, but I thought about it. Actually, I bought them something in a bottle.
Are you sure it's something they'll enjoy drinking?
I don't think so. It's a ship. There you see, a ship in a bottle. I bought it from my holiday. I'll pack it very carefully. Mustn't get broken. Now then, have I got everything? I will check. Toothbrush, yes, towel, spare, trousers, shirt, pajamas, soap, slippers, flannel and hairbrush. There we are. I think that's the lot.
A check? You've forgotten something, Mr. Worth?
Impossible. What?
A suitcase.
Check? My word, you're right.
Anyway, Mr. Worth, I trust you'll get rid of that beard. It isn't fitting for a member of the MCC.
The MCC? Ah, of course, the Melbourne Crescent Committee.
Exactly.
Yes, well, I was going to shave it off just as you came, but now I won't have time. There's nothing else for you, now. I'll have to shave it off when I get on the train. I'll need my cutthroat razor. It was a birthday present from my godfather.
A cutthroat razor? For your birthday, you say?
Yes, my seventh. Here is the thought that counts. Into the case with it. Right, I think I'm ready.
Look, Mr. Worth, I'm afraid I can't let you keep me talking here much longer. I have to be off now on some important MCC business.
And what is it this time? To buy a horse for the Princess Anne campaign? Or Vera Lynn's campaign to keep the cliffs of Dover white?
Neither, Mr. Worth. It's the Bring Back the Cat campaign. I'm off to take a totally candid, unbiased look at the local police cells.
Yes, you
will. To see just how despicably lax the system
is. Yes, but I've got to rush now.
I'm sorry. I can't let you keep me a moment longer. Cheerio, Mr. Worth. Enjoy your Liverpool.
Thank heaven. There goes.
Oh, pardon, did you say something?
I said thank heaven. I thought...
Oh,
oh, well, I'll get my back out of the shed. Only hope it's still in good working order after all these years. The last thing I want this morning is to break down in the middle of the road. All right. Don't get your fan belts in a twist. I am doing my best. It wasn't my fault my bike broke down in a single lane, one-way street. Be patient.
I'll get it off the road as soon as I can.
Oh, this isn't just my luck. The back wheel's buffled. This suitcase is too heavy for it.
Oi, you there. Evil Knievel.
Are you addressing me?
Yes, I am, Bush. Now get that grubby rusty out of the way and look sharp about it.
You just come over here and say that.
I said, get that rusty out of the way and look sharp about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought you said. I did, yes. Look, I'm sorry. My vehicle is broken down.
Broken down? Now look here, fungus face.
Fungus face to you, Muss.
Why do we quarrel? Why don't you lend me a hand getting my bike to the curb?
Shift it yourself. I'm not soiling my hands on that grubby old crate.
Thank you. You AA men are all the same.
Hello, 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 hello. What's going on here? Excuse me, sir, but have you got a license to carry on scrap metal dealing in the middle of the road?
How dare you? This happens to be my bicycle. The back wheel's got stuck.
All right, get that suitcase off it and I'll help you move it.
Oh, that's very kind.
Anything to oblige? All in the course of one's duty, you know. Only doing my job, clearing the highway of impedimenta and obstructions.
Yeah, I say for a road sweeper, you do speak. Well, you speak very strangely, almost like a policeman, in fact.
Oh, just one of my impersonations, sir. Help.
Oh, no. No, your impression was very realistic. Well, come on, then. Let's get the bike moved over to... Hang on, my bike, where's it gone? It's been stolen.
It's your culprit, sir. Those two rag and bone men disappearing down the road.
But what do they want with my bicycle?
Well, it's a good price for junk these days, sir. They'll jack up your bicycle and have the wheels off as quick as a flash.
No, they wouldn't do that, would they? They've done it. They've jacked up my bike onto a brick. And all they've left behind on it is the chain.
Yeah, well, of course, there's not much money in chains, especially that one. That wouldn't be worth anything, even a scrap. Oh, yes, sir. You have to keep an eye on your property, all right? They'll nick anything around here. Hang on. Where's my barrel? It's gone.
Well, you know what they say. They'll nick anything round here. Excuse me.
Just a moment, sir. As highways clearing operative for this district, I must ask you to remove that bicycle chain and brick from the middle of the road.
I will not remove any bicycle chain or any brick from any road.
Failure to do so will result in a fine of £25.
I am now removing chain and brick and putting them in my case.
That's better. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, road sweeper. I mean clearing operative. Well, there's no time to waste in getting to the station. How on earth am I going to get there?
You want a taxi, Governor?
Taxi? Ah, that's what I need. Thank you very much. Would you take me to the railway station, please?
Auto, hop in.
Yes. You've already got someone sitting in there.
Oh, he won't mind.
How do you do? It's very kind of you to let me share your taxi. Are you going to the station?
No, mate.
Oh, well, where are you going?
Not going anywhere, mate.
I see. You're not going anywhere, mate. I mean, what are you doing in this taxi?
Well, I'm on picket duty, mate. I'm one of the bus drivers who are out on strike today. And I'm picketing against people like you using taxis.
Yes, yes. Well done. You've made your point.
Good. You understand?
I understand. Goodbye.
Goodbye? No, I haven't finished yet, mate. You see, the law provides that I'm entitled to spend a few minutes putting my case to you in the form of a clear, good-natured, reasonable discussion.
I see, and at the end of our clear, good-natured, reasonable discussion, if I don't agree with you, what happens then?
I belt you one.
Well, that's reasonable and good-natured and no doubt very painful. You know, it's people like you who are holding this country to ransom. The very idea. Pickets travelling round in taxis to stop anyone using them. I suppose when I get down to the railway station, all the trains will be full of your people stopping me from getting in. You've probably got squads of men stationed down at the airport as blind pickets. It's no good. I'm not giving up. Driver, get this taxi going.
Not so fast, cabby.
As fast as you like, cabby. Just get going.
You stay where you are, cabby. We're not going nowhere. Now, tell me, brother, are you a trade unionist?
Are you talking to brother cabby or brother me?
Brother you. Are you a trade unionist?
If I was brother...
Well, we can't be all perfect. Anyway, If you don't leave this taxi, I shall thump the living daylights out of you. Oh, you hippies, you're all the same.
I am not a hippie. I can prove it. In this case, I have a bar of soap. It's a beard, isn't it? Why did I ever grow this beard?
Now, look, I'm a reasonable man.
Pardon?
I said I'm a reasonable man.
Yeah, sure you are. Would you mind letting go of my throat?
Look, I could let you ride in this taxi with me, but you'd have to join our union and become a picket first.
Join your union? How long will that take?
Well, put in your application form, go through processing up at branch level, final vetting procedure. 6 weeks.
6 weeks? I've got to catch a train in 15 minutes.
All right, 15 minutes.
Oh. What do I have to do?
Sign here, sir.
There you are, signed. Now I'm a member. Can we get this taxi moving, please?
Mm-hmm. Not yet, because there's the subscription fee first. 50p.
50p, and very reasonable. There you are.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to get this application passed by the branch committee.
The branch committee? But where are all the members?
We won't take a minute to summon them.
Don't believe it. They're all riding round in taxis.
Now, but I won't be long, mate. I'm just going to convene a quick meeting.
My word, that was quick. Have you reached a verdict?
Yes, mate. You have been accepted. Now, there's your list of union rules. Note rule one.
Rule one. All members must be in uniform.
Which you're not. That's 50p.
But I haven't got a uniform. Just a moment. Rule two. All members must own a uniform.
£1.
I'm not paying this.
Look at rule three.
All members failing to pay a fine will be fined.
£1.50.
Rule five. Pay careful attention to rule six. Just a minute. What happened to rule four?
Read rule six.
Members must not ask what happened to rule four.
That's £2.50 altogether.
No, that's only £2. You're trying to diddle me. I resign.
Oh, you haven't read rule eight yet.
All members resigning must pay a fee of 50p. Oh, I do beg your pardon. Here's your £2.50.
Thank you very much.
A nice man, that. Right, cabby, to the station.
Just a minute, Governor.
Yeah, what is it, cabby?
You owe me 50p.
I owe you 50p? What do I owe you 50p for?
The fare.
I haven't been anywhere. The taxi hasn't moved from the spot.
That's irrelevant, Governor. The minimum fare for this taxi is 50p. Come on.
I won't have any money left before long. There you are.
Hang on. Where's the tip?
Tip? Look. Have you got change for a £5 note?
Yes.
Good. Well, you won't need this 10p I was going to give you, will you?
Oh, that's very funny. Yes. Very funny.
I'm glad you've got a sense of humour.
Oh, I have.
Yes.
Get out.
Oh, dear, what am I going to do now? What an odd day this has been. Mistaken for a Russian spy, had my bike taken for scrap. Swindled by a picket. Done for a non-existent taxi fare. Oh, well. The only thing that hasn't happened is a two-ton female skidding up on a tandem.
Howdy there, partner.
I don't believe it. It's John Wayne in drag. A very powerful tandem you've got there, madam.
Sure is. I've had the pedals specialist souped up. Can I give you a lift anyplace?
Well... Would you be so kind? I'm trying to get to the railway station.
Okay, sweetheart. Hop on the back saddle. But whatever you do, don't tell Clarence.
I know I'm going to regret asking this. Who is Clarence?
He's my chauffeur.
I regret it. Tell me, why have you got a chauffeur but not a car?
I can't afford a car, but I can afford a chauffeur.
Yes, well, feeling very foolish as I ask, if you've got a chauffeur for this tandem, where is he?
Now, you don't think I'd be so common as to travel on the same tandem as my chauffeur, do you?
I should have guessed. That's very right. Well. Hang on while I put my suitcase in the saddlebag. There we are. Right. Step on the gas. Excuse me?
Yeah?
Would you mind helping me out with the pedaling?
Oh, sorry, partner. Sure. Now, you just tell me when we get near the station.
We are getting near the station.
Now, how can you tell that?
We're on the railway track. Do you know, we just missed hitting a commuter back there.
Well, we can go back and try again if you like.
No, no, I haven't got time. Just drop me off at platform 7.
Anything you say, Mark.
Well, you might have stopped first. I wonder if my suitcase is all right. I bet my ship in a bottle's got broken. Let's have a look. Yes, I've won my bet. Oh, well, better throw the broken glass away.
The train now standing at a... Hey, just a minute, commuters. Hey, you. You with the beard and broken glass.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You untidy littermonger, you. You just don't think, do you? Fancy throwing all your broken glass there, just like that. You should know better than to put your rubbish there.
But it's a litter bin.
Of course it's a litter bin. Can't you read the notice on the side of it?
Notice on the side? Let's see. Keep British litter bins tidy. It is an offence to dump litter here. Well, I'm supposed to dump my litter then.
Read the other notice on the bin, sir.
Oh, all right. Keep your refuse department in full employment. Drop some litter on the floor today. Oh, very well. Anything to oblige?
That'll be £5, sir.
I'm not paying that £5. Look, I'll pick it up and put it back in my suitcase. There. Is that all right?
No, it is not all right, sir. You are still liable to a fine for dropping it there in the first place. Give £5 to the nearest porter.
To a porter? There isn't a porter in sight.
You want a porter, sir?
Oh, very well, I suppose the only way they can make British Rail pay. There you are.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of British Rail, my sincere thanks. And, might I add, the train for Liverpool is about to leave from platform 17.
Good. Hey, that's my trick. Right. Umbrella in one hand, suitcase in the other. Ticket in teeth, and off we go. Ah, here we are, platform 17.
Hurry along, please, sir. The train is just going.
All right, all right. Here's my ticket in my mouth. Do your job. Punch it. I meant punch the ticket, not me.
What did he say, Ranji Singhji?
He is saying, Julep Singhji, that he is meaning he wanted us to punch the ticket.
Oh, very sorry.
Well, I should think so, too. Now, let me through, please. I want to catch this train.
Oh, I am afraid we cannot allow that, sir. New British Rail regulations. No football hooligans on the train.
What did he say?
He said we can have no football hooligans on the train.
I am not a football hooligan.
What did he say?
He said he's not a football hooligan.
Then why is he wearing that red scarf? That is the colors of Liverpool Football Club. He is obviously a Liverpool supporter.
What did he say?
He said you're obviously a Liverpool supporter.
I am not a Liverpool supporter.
Why, what's wrong with them?
There's nothing wrong with them. This red scarf was knitted by my godmother who lives in Liverpool. I was just on my way to go up there and visit her. It's a wedding anniversary. I promised I'd go up and see them both.
What did he say?
He said nothing is wrong with them. His scarf was knitted by...
No, please. Don't go through that again. Is there something wrong with your ears? I'm fed up hearing him repeat everything I say to you. Oh, you know what you can do.
And the same to you.
Oh, thank you. You understood that well enough.
What did he say?
He said, oh, thank you. You understood that well enough.
I can't take any more. Help, police, please.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on here, then?
Ah. Hello, Constable. You're just in time.
Why, what have you done wrong?
What have I done wrong? It's these two ticket collectors.
Oh, well, I'll have a word with them. What has he done wrong?
He is wanting to catch the train to Liverpool.
What did he say?
He says, I am wanting to catch the train to Liverpool.
Now, that's very rude. Come on. We don't want Liverpool supporters on this train.
I am not a Liverpool supporter. This is my godmother's scarf.
Oh, I see. It's stolen, is it?
No, it is not stolen.
Now, come on, come on. I think you'd better accompany me to the station. If you don't come willingly, I'll have to take you in by force.
Take me in by... Forgive me, miss, but you and who else?
Hey!
I see. You and nobody else.
This is BBC Radio News. Soccer violence. A potential thug was apprehended today at Euston Station trying to board a train to Liverpool. The man was later conveyed to the police station, where a search of his suitcase revealed a cutthroat razor, a broken bottle, a brick, and a bicycle chain. The man, who is believed to have connections with the mafia, said he was on his way to see someone known as the Godfather. And now, crime.
Turn that radio off in cell number 5.
Let me out. I'm innocent. I can explain everything.
Be quiet, 7682.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, 7682.
Get my name right, then. It's 7683.
Well, you have a visitor. Here we are, Mrs. Grouse. One of our most hardened criminals. Don't go too close. He's dangerous.
Oh, Mr. Worth in prison!
It's Mrs. Grouse on her rounds. No, you've got it all wrong. I'm not Mr. Worth. You must remember me. I'm a bearded Russian spy. We met this morning at my house. I mean Mr. Worth's house. I mean, what's the use after all? Things could be worse.
Things Could Be Worse starred Harry Worth with John Graham, Nigel Lambert and Miriam Margolyes. The script was written by David McKellar and David Renwick, and the program produced by Simon Brett.